All right, it's Pride 365. My name is Houston, and on the phone is Goldilocks, who will be co-hosting this year's Wavy Awards in New York City coming up on September 5th. How are you, Goldilocks?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to be talking to you.
Yeah, it's great to be talking to you, too. Now, tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do when you're not, you know, hosting the Wavy Awards?
Well, I'm Goldilocks. I am a producer and singer-songwriter. I make fun, reggaeton, hip-hop kind of fusion stuff.
Nice.
And I'm from Queens.
Is that where you are right now? Or
Yeah, I just got back. Yeah, I was in Spain.
That's what I heard. Yeah. How was it? How was Spain?
It was great. Actually, I play with a bagpipe band called Terranosa. And
Really? Yeah,
we have a lot of fun playing out there. So it was good catching up with the gang.
That is fascinating because that's not an easy instrument to play.
Well, I don't play the bagpipes. I play the drums in the bagpipe band.
I was going to say, I was like, wow, very many talents, but okay.
Yeah, I play the drums in the bagpipe band. But yeah, I'm from Northern Spain, so that's like my culture, you know?
How do you go from, you know, like a bagpipe band then to reggaeton? How does that work?
Well, I was born and raised in Queens, New York. So I grew up listening to reggaeton. You know, my first language is Spanish. So it just always resonated with me. A lot of my ideas come out in reggaeton, but they also come out in hip hop and experimental Celtic, like regional folkloric stuff. I'm kind of all over the place with music. That's why I try to call it more of a fusion. You know, I'm very based in reggaeton, but I experiment with all kinds of genres, instrumentation. I'm blessed to have friends that play a bunch of different instruments as well.
That's I guess how it ties in so perfectly with the Wavy Awards, because that's also a fusion of so many different kinds of music and people, you know.
Absolutely.
Like can you tell me a little bit about the award show? Cause you've hosted this before, right?
Yeah, this is going to be my second time hosting. I go every year because I mean, just the ambiance, the environment, the people that you meet there are incredible. I actually won a Wavy Award myself. I won Album of the Year a couple years ago for my album Future Famous. That's all.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. So the Wavy Awards, ever since I went the first time, it's a must-see, must-go-to. Because like you said, there's so much talent from so many different genres and expressions and just avenues
and backgrounds.
Yeah.
This award show focuses on marginalized talent. So women, non-binary, BIPOC, LGBTQ plus, artists with disabilities. It brings everyone together in one place. It's happening in Brooklyn this year over at Love's Club. And for those not familiar with the venue, have you been there before?
Yeah. We actually just hosted an open mic for the Wavy Awards in the beginning of the summer. And the vibes there are immaculate. Highly recommend for anybody in the area. Love's Club is awesome. I mean, the space is beautiful, like physically gorgeous, so well put together and big. The sound system is great. The employees there are awesome. And the location is amazing. It's like right off Bushwick Ave. The main idea is to make sure everybody's having a good time. That's what I'm there for. Make sure the vibes are up. And people are laughing and joining in on the fun and signing up, because that's really what keeps the Wavies alive. You know, it's the sustaining members. Yeah. So.
Right. And it's doing such good work to, you know, put a spotlight on artists and music that, you know, deserves to be discovered, because that's the hardest part sometimes about being an artist, right? Is just trying to get your music discovered by the audience that you know exists out there.
Absolutely. And a lot of times with these marginalized groups, you know, luckily things are beginning to change, but a lot of times, you know, you miss out on an artist that could be your favorite just because it's not really what people are looking for, because it's not what they're used to. It's not, you know, it's not that they're not looking for it because they don't like it. It's just, it's not what they're used to looking for. So when you have a space like the Wavies, it really opens up the net to finding artists that you probably otherwise wouldn't have heard of, or maybe they wouldn't have had the same opportunity. You know, like I've met some truly, truly incredible people through the Wavy Awards Network.
Right. And are these artists that you've met, you know, have you collaborated with any of them?
Yeah. I mean, I've done shows with a bunch of them. I have collaborated with artists like M the Myth. Lately, I've just been working on a lot of new music, so I can't really say that I've collaborated with anybody, you know, publicly. But I mean, I also collaborated with Kitten and Freddie Alva. There's just like a whole bunch of people.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, this new project, like, you know, without giving anything away, because I know you have to, you know, stay secret about it. But is it something we'll be seeing soon from you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I've been working on experimental stuff with the bagpipe band and just different genres that I haven't really had a chance to dive into in the past. You know, I feel like I've really been cutting my teeth as a producer for the past like year or two and, you know, just really focusing on just, you know, kind of pushing the needle when it comes to production. Cause I think I've always, I've always kind of seen production as like a, just a vehicle by which I get music out. I think my strong suit has always been more like writing, you know, words and melody. But lately I've been trying to cut my teeth with the production.
What do you enjoy more? Do you enjoy more producing, creating or hosting? You know, what is it that, you know, really that you think is your primary passion?
You know, I love it all. I love hosting. You know, you have a lot of fun in the moment, especially when it's an event like the Wavy Awards where there's, you know, it's not a stuffy environment. It's very open, very fun, full of many characters. And, you know, when you're in an environment like that, hosting is really, really special. But when it comes to, let's say, you know, what I would want to do every day for the rest of my life, it would be sitting in front of the computer making songs, whether that be, you know, the actual production process or recording vocals or writing lyrics, you know, just being locked in the studio and making music. That's what I like.
No, that's awesome. That's great. Cause I always say, love what you do. Right. And then you don't actually work a day in your life.
Exactly, man. Like I would do that for the rest of my life for free. You know,
what you bring to the Wavy Awards is so important too, because like you said, you want to create and foster that environment where it's, you know, it's glam, but it's also laid back. You know, you want people to have fun. You don't want it to be stuffy. And this is even an event that's supported by New York City directly, right? The Mayor's Office of Media and Entertainment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, their support to us is, I mean, so valuable. It really, it makes a huge difference. Number one. And then number two, I think, you know, for other people, for the outsiders looking in who've maybe heard of, never heard of the Wavy Awards before, or maybe they have, but they've never actually ventured out to check it out. I think for them, it definitely gives it like a stamp of approval, you know, and it shows that it's not something to take lightly, because I think sometimes when people hear that it's an award show aimed at certain demographics of people, they kind of say, oh, well, you know, that's not the real thing, you know, but it very much is. I think it's actually more real than a lot of the things that we've been seeing in the past. And I think that having that stamp of approval from the mayor's office really helps. And I think now even more, because now we have like a really cool mayor. So that's pretty awesome.
No kidding. I can't even imagine what how exciting it must be to be in the city with Mom Donnie, because he inspires so many people just because that leadership and his response to everyone in the community has just been so positive. I can only imagine that filters into everything now that happens in the city.
Yeah, I mean, he has such like a human quality about him, you know, whether without getting into politics at all, just looking at him at face value, he has this humanity about him that I think it's infectious. And I think that it's the right kind of infection that New York City needs right now.
Yeah. Now, do you think he'll show up to the Wavies this year?
I don't know, but that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Right. I know. Talk about a spotlight being on the community.
Man, what? I'd be the first one ready to take a selfie with him.
No, that's great. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the Wavies today. And, you know, before I let you go, I just have to ask, have you already planned out, you know, your outfit for the night?
Oh, yeah, that's been ready to go.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned. I hope to see you there.
The Wavy Awards coming up next Saturday, September 5th in New York City. Get your tickets at thewavies.org with Pride 365.